This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A spokesperson for Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny said Monday his hearing was underway in the town of Khimki near Moscow after Navalny's detention at a Moscow airport late Sunday. This occurred after he returned from 5 months treatment in Germany for poisoning with a Soviet-era military-grade nerve agent. The spokeswoman said Navalny has called his hearing, quote, the highest degree of lawlessness. Germany's foreign minister Heiko Maas said on Monday that the Kremlin critic should be released immediately. France, Italy, the president of the European Council, Charles Michel, and the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, also issued demands for Navalny's release. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo registered his disapproval of Navalny's treatment by tweeting, quote, deeply troubled by Russia's decision to arrest Alexei Navalny. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday dismissed what he called the quote, artificial resonance of Navalny's case and said Moscow was not concerned about damage to its image. Navalny was detained upon his arrival in Moscow Sunday evening. His lawyer, who was traveling with him, was not allowed to accompany him when he was detained by security officials at passport control. Moscow's prison service later said Navalny had been detained for alleged violations of his suspended prison sentence and would be held in custody until his hearing. Navalny went to Germany for treatment after he was poisoned with a nerve agent while traveling in Siberia in August. He's openly accused President Vladimir Putin of ordering Russia's security services to carry out the attack. The Kremlin says it is not responsible for that attack. The government has also opened three other criminal investigations against Navalny. He faces a minimum of 3.5 years in prison. This is VOA News.